This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Final hour of power coming right at you here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped into the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham. The Infinity Sports Network comes at you about 55 minutes from now, so make sure you keep it live and local until then. Big shout-out to our guy Charles Davis, who joined us in the 8 o'clock hour. Always love catching up with CD, getting his thoughts on the hot-button topics in the National Football League as we get geared up for NFL training camp next week. I'm super excited about it. There's one thing last night that we touched on before we got out of here that I was a little hot under the collar about. And it was the fact that Will Dawkins and the powers that be with the Washington Wizards chose not to play either of the first-round picks that they have on this roster from the past 2 years. We didn't see Alex Czar. We didn't see Bub Carrington. We didn't see Will Riley. We didn't see Trey Johnson for the second consecutive game. Now, I thought one of those two games they wouldn't play because the Wizards played back-to-back nights against Philadelphia and against Utah. But for them to not play at all doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. And I say it all the time. I think Will Dawkins is, to me, and it's been a short period of time since he's been here in the nation's capital, but in terms of, like, grading his competency, I think he's done everything right. And they're doing everything they can to try and establish and grow a culture there in the nation's capital. But if you're trying to build a culture based upon defense and toughness and attitude, Will Dawkins talked about it on the ESPN broadcast Sunday. They want teams to feel them defensively, and they want to be more physical. You begin to build those habits by competing against guys that aren't on your team. You have that opportunity during summer league. And for whatever reason, the Wizards said the hell with it. Our guys look good enough. We don't need them to play. We found out that news last night from our guy Josh Robbins, who joins us right now on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can check out his work at The Athletic and give him a follow on the X app at Joshua B. Robbins. Josh, am I overreacting to the Wizards choosing to hold out their youngins for their final games of the summer?
Yeah. You're overreacting. You're overreacting pretty badly on this one.
Why do you think that, though?
Well, first of all, Trey Johnson has a tight hamstring.
Okay, so he's legitimately hurt.
Will Riley has a injured thumb. Now, as for the other guys, I think you've been kind of reading the wrong reporting. The plan was always for them to play one or two games. Now, yes, culture is very important. I agree. Culture is very important in any workplace, including the NBA, but you don't build a culture in summer league. You build it during the regular season.
See, Josh,
and I would also tell you that the way that these games are being played with 10 personal fouls allowed per play, or 9 allowed, 10 you foul out per player. This is not the kind of environment where you want your returning players to play extensively. I hear where you're coming from, but culture is really set during the regular season. And frankly, that's where the Wizards have to worry, because they're going to lose a lot of games again after they lost a lot of games the last 2 years. That's, I think, the worry for the culture, but not from Summer League.
See, I agree with what you're saying partially, right? Yes, culture is also built through training camp in the regular season. But to me, it starts in the summer. And based off of the way the three returners played, I think Keyshawn George was clearly the standout amongst the returning guys from last year. But I didn't see anything from Alex Saar or Bub Carrington in the first two Summer League games to make me go, yeah, I wouldn't like to see them again. Now, I understand injury risk is all a part of this, but at the end of the day, for Bub Carrington and Saar in particular, like for Bub, they're trying to give him the runway to be a lead guard of this team come the regular season. They want to give him the chance to be the starting point guard. Watching him play in the two games of Summer League, there are still things that I'd like to see him do more consistently to prove that he can be a starting point guard long term. I think it's a missed opportunity more than anything, Josh, to get live game reps, something you don't get all the time. And I get they're going to be practicing against their teammates and they're going to be veterans and the competition level ratchets up, all of that. But I just thought if you're a group that's trying to preach toughness and attitude, I'll take a page out of the Commanders' book. They wore T-shirts all year long, Josh, that said, anybody, anywhere, anytime. I'd love for the Wizards to take that mantra, because guess what? VJ Edgecombe's dealing with a thumb injury, too. Philadelphia decided to roll him out there. I just don't like the idea of coddling these guys here in Vegas, and that's how I feel about it. But we can agree to disagree. You can say I'm overreacting. Others have said the same. I just, if you're going to, you can't build a culture by not living by the mantra of that culture every day. And I don't think they're doing that by not participating. Now, if guys are hurt, guys are hurt. But you pick up what I'm putting down.
Well, I do, and friends can be honest with each other, and so I respect your opinion. And it's coming from the right place. For sure. There's no question about that. Now, there's nothing that Bub Carrington and company can learn from the fourth. Last night was the fourth Summer League game that they haven't learned over and over and over again, playing all those minutes as rookies last year.
For sure.
And I agree with you. Keyshawn George looked like the best returning player by far, followed by Saar, and Saar was not perfect. And Bub looked like he had some work to do. But I would, again, restate that because of that personal foul limit, This is not basketball that really approximates regular season NBA ball. But really, the culture is set by three people: the two or three best players on your team, and by the coach. And if they respect the coach, now I think they do respect Brian Keith, but really the culture is going to be set by three people on the Wizards this year. In order, Chris Middleton, CJ McCollum, probably Bilal. And if they're bought in and if they're playing hard, then that sets the culture. If any one of those three players are not fully bought in, well, then that will be a problem.
Yeah. And I think you hit it right on the head. And I think it's interesting that you added Bilal as that third piece. Big year for him, Josh. And when the team chose to acquire Cam Whitmore. Love that move, by the way. Low risk, super high reward. It really put Bilal Coulibaly, to me, under the microscope. Him and Cam Whitmore, both extension eligible at season's end. How do you think the addition of Whitmore impacts Bilal and the decision that the franchise is going to have to make at season's end?
There is a possibility that there is a little bit of overlap in playing time. I don't anticipate any scenario in which Bilal doesn't start and play extensively. I just don't. The real question is, how do they find playing time for all of these twos through fours? And what they're probably going to do is have a starting lineup with three people we consider wings. And I'm including Chris Middleton there. I think that there will be a little bit of competition for those final spots in terms of playing time. As long as Bilal is ready to play, I don't anticipate him struggling for playing time at all. Cam Whitmore is more of the person who has something to prove, but they all have something to prove. As for
sure.
Being extension eligible, well, you don't have to give anyone an extension
right
after this year. You can let restricted free agency play out, and they're going to have so much cap space that it's not going to – I don't think that will be the issue. But both guys have something to prove, but particularly Whitmore.
I definitely agree with you, especially on the defensive end, right? The big reason why he is not in Houston anymore is because he did not advance quickly enough on that end of the floor. He didn't earn the trust of their head coach, Emi Udoka. We know he is a microwave offensively, but the defensive end is where he's really got to pick it up, and I think he'll have the runway to do that here in the nation's capital. Right now we're joined by our pal Josh Robbins, who covers the Wizards for The Athletic. Give him a follow on the X app at Joshua B. Robbins. In terms of what you saw from the two summer games that the prominent young pups played in, what stood out to you outside of Alex Saar, Bub, and Keyshawn?
Well, Trey Johnson can really shoot. I mean, he can really shoot. I asked him, well, does the farther three-point line impact you? His answer, very polite, but he's like, nope, not really.
Yeah.
I mean, he was polite. It was a short answer, but he was polite when he said it. And the way he shot it indicates that it isn't a problem for him. Whether he will be a good defender early on, I think that's probably doubtful.
Josh, I like the way he competed on the defensive end of the floor. I'll say that.
Well, he's 19 years old. He hasn't played a regular season game yet. He too will get the runway to improve. And I don't think that the expectation is for him to be even league average right at the beginning. But if he can get to league average defensively, that would be huge for them, because all the scouts I spoke to there in Vegas, every single one of them believes that he's going to be able to score.
Yeah.
And he showed that. He showed that. He makes difficult shots, and these are difficult shots. He has a capability to make those.
Yeah, I definitely agree. The one thing that also stood out about him, and we saw it at Texas at times last year too, the ability to put the ball on the deck. That's what I was impressed with too. He's got a real solid, confident handle at the early stages of his career here, and it's something that I expect to help him throughout. The other young man that I was super impressed with too, Josh, was the other draft picks. Jameer Watkins, I thought, stood out in a tremendous way. And then Will Riley, Josh, and I know we didn't see a whole lot of him, but you could just tell when a dude has an instinct and a knack for scoring the basketball. I think at 6'8", he's got that. There was a bucket he had, I believe it was in the Friday game against Phoenix, where he gets a defender up in the air and he steps through for the layup. And you could just tell that he's a guy that's, when he's at his best and hits his peak, is going to be playing at his pace. And I think we're already starting to see that right now. What type of role do you expect Will Riley and Jameer Watkins to have next year? And do you think they can carve out a spot in this rotation?
I think it's going to be tough for both of them. In Will Riley's case, he's another wing on a team overloaded with wings.
Yeah.
Jameer Watkins is a two-way contract player. There's going to be a limit on the number of games where he can be active. I think he's going to spend the majority of his minutes with the go-go. That's likely. But watching Watkins, I really did think this, even last night, well, that's Linnell's kind of player.
Uh-huh. He is, isn't
tough,
he?
Tough, hard-nosed.
Gritty.
Yes. And I really do believe that those are many of his qualities. And those are important qualities to have. And one of the areas where, you've been hinting at this the whole conversation we've been having, the rest of the team has got to get there too.
Yeah.
In terms of grit and toughness. And That's a step young teams have to take, and the Wizards are no exception.
Yeah, I can't wait till the next time we get to talk to the head coach of the Wizards, Brian Keefe, because the one thing that I think is still a work in progress, and especially when you got a team filled with 19, 20, 21, 22-year-olds outside of the vets that you have sprinkled in, getting their focus level to be at 100 82 nights out of the year is going to be a very difficult task. The hope is that you can be there, locked in, focused more times than not. If not, we see how that can go. We saw it last year at times, getting beat by 30 and 40 points, being down 40 at halftime because you're simply lacking focus. How much are you going to pay attention to that during the season in terms of how the effort and intensity fluctuates throughout the year?
Well, that's part of culture. That's a big part of culture, in any of the professional sports, but this one included. And if focus and if the focus and the preparation for a game, if that's not there, then they have a lot of work to do. So that's something to watch. Now, in terms of them losing by 30 games last year, that wasn't always, I think, I don't think that was really a lack of focus. I just think it was inexperience and being.
Josh, I don't know. I don't think that they were 40 points worse than some of the teams they lost to. But I get your point. It's more of their talent division, yes, meaning they're not supposed to win, but they're supposed to be more competitive. They're getting blown out by 40. I know it happens, but to me, and I said this to you several times throughout the year, it just felt like sometimes, you know, the message wasn't getting through and they just didn't play hard. They didn't have the focus. I think about that Toronto game, Josh, in D.C., where it felt like everyone had clam hands and they were turning the ball over and they got punked flat out in that first half. They got to limit those performances, man, especially if you're trying to really start to build the foundation here. You got to be tough before you start winning.
Well, they were playing three rookies, one veteran who didn't want to be there and another veteran who didn't defend.
Yeah.
And I also think that you're overestimating their talent. You know, they aren't just
I hear you.
Last year, it's not all, this ain't football. Okay?
Right.
This
is not I get football.
And you know, in football, effort and energy, that's everything. Now, it is important in basketball, but in basketball, pro basketball, it comes down to talent, comes down to experience, and they were woefully deficient in terms of experience last year, and arguably, and we're going to find out over the, not just the next year, the next 2 or 3 years, where their talent truly is.
That is going to be the key to it all, my friend. I'm glad we were able to get in this highly informative radio hit tonight, my friend. I appreciate you making some time for us, Josh.
It's my pleasure.
No, the pleasure is actually mine, brother. That is Josh Robbins of The Athletic. Give him a follow on the X app at Joshua B. Robbins. Always love catching up with him, getting smarter, talking all things Washington Wizards. We'll take a quick timeout, and we come back more overtime here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is Jaden Daniels, end zone. It is caught for the touchdown. Zach Ertz takes Washington into the playoffs.
The touchdown is confirmed. The game is over.
He's got it. And you've got Washington and the Rams in the playoffs.
That is Mike Tirico on the call via Sunday Night Football. Last year, Zach Ertz catching the game-winning touchdown against the Atlanta Falcons, officially clinching their playoff spot in the NFC. We played that coming back from break because right now I'm going to get into part four of our position preview series as we get you geared up for training camp coming up on Tuesday. We've gone through the quarterback room. We've gone through the running back room. Earlier in the program, we went through the wide receiver room. The tight end room, super interesting as well. Zach Ertz last year came on and really surprised all of us. And I'll be the first one to say it. He was the first free agent signing of the offseason for Adam Peters and company. They signed him early March. And I'll be honest, when the news first broke, I was on the Team 980 with Chris Russell. And I'll be real, I wasn't thrilled by it at all. Not that I wasn't thrilled. It didn't move me. He was a guy that in the years prior struggled to stay on the field, really had turned into a catch-and-fall merchant. But what he was able to accomplish last year here in our nation's capital, I don't think any of us were honestly prepared for what he was going to do. 66 catches, damn near 700 yards, 10 yards per reception, 7 total touchdowns. He was a godsend for this group. And that's just talking about what Zach Ertz was able to accomplish on the field. I think everybody in that organization, to a man, will tell you the impact goes far beyond, you know, in between the lines for Zach Ertz. He was a voice of reason for this locker room. He was a sounding board for this offense. And really, by season's end, became the safety blanket for Jaden Daniels. I'm looking through it. Zach Ertz last year in terms of the target share and how often Jaden was looking for him. From the Chicago Bears game on, you really saw the impact of Zach Ertz really be felt against Chicago with 7 catches for 77 yards. Against the Steelers, he gets targeted 8 different times. 7 targets against Philly, 8 targets against Dallas, 6 against Tennessee, 7 against Atlanta down the stretch. And then in the postseason, you saw the impact continue to be there, right? In the NFC Championship game, and I know, you know, some of the catches came in garbage time, but he was targeted 16 times for 104 yards. He is going to be a part of this offense next year, 100%. I don't know if he'll get the same volume of targets based off of Deebo Samuel now being in the equation, based off of Jalen Lane now being in the fold, year two of Ben Sinnott. But I do know this, like, he is all reliable, and what he was able to do in the red zone in particular, understanding leverage and body angles and things of that nature, he was able to be the safety blanket for Jaden Daniels in this offense, and I think, you know, next year he'll play a similar role. The one question I do have about the tight end room for the Washington Commanders is, what is behind Zach Ertz? Ben Sinnott in year number one as a second, third-round pick was not very impactful. But I will say this, the encouraging part about Ben Sinnott's rookie campaign, I think physically there's nothing he can't do. Like, he's strong enough at the point of attack to block. I think he's fast enough to create separation to get open. I think he's big and strong enough to break tackles in the open field. All of the issues that existed last year for Ben Sinnott and why his rookie year wasn't more impactful was from the neck up. It was blocking the wrong guy at times, not being lined up in the right spot, not hitting your target point. Like, he's got to be, and he's a rookie, first and foremost, right? So you expect guys, you know, to struggle grasping the playbook and understanding the intricacies of an NFL offense. But the bottom line is, for Ben Sinnott next year, if he's going to play a more impactful role, I think it's got to be a situation where his head is in the game more often, right? I think that's the key with him. Physically, he can do everything. The other guy in this tight end room that, and I know some people are going to roll their eyes when I mention this name, but he's still on this roster for a reason after the second year of this regime, Cole Turner. I know Cole Turner's been a training camp, you know, hero for the past several years, but, like, he's a guy that can do it. He's got the physical profile. He's got the tools to be a good tight end in this league. It's about him putting it all together. The reason he didn't make this 53-man roster last year, I firmly believe, is because he dropped passes against New England. Didn't play very well. But when I look at him as, like, a point-of-attack blocker, he's gotten bigger and stronger each of his years in the National Football League. He's a guy that I know works. He's just waiting for his opportunity. The question is going to be, does he make this team next year? Do they go with four tight ends? And if they do, is he one of those four? I think John Bates is a lock. He got a new contract extension this offseason. We'll get to him coming up momentarily. Zach Ertz, we know, is on the team. Sinnott, we know, is on the team. Who's that fourth tight end? Will it be the veteran Tyree Jackson? Will it be Luke Cager? Will it be, you know, Cole Turner, who we've mentioned? Will it be Colston Yankoff, who we've mentioned at times throughout this offseason? This tight end group for Washington, I think, is pretty good. I like the depth because I think if Zach Ertz goes down, I'm confident that, you know, Ben Sinnott or Cole Turner can fill that role. If John Bates goes down, I'm confident that Sinnott can step in and be that physical point of attack blocker. So I like the depth of the room. The key is going to be how healthy they can keep Zach Ertz throughout this year. That is going to be a big, big key as to whether or not this group is going to be good, whether or not this offense is going to be able to pick up where they ultimately left off last year. Now, I want to let you hear from the starting tight end of the Washington Commanders, Zach Ertz. He joined Kay Adams' show up in Adams yesterday and had this to say about Dan Quinn and his happiness here in the nation's capital.
Oh, man. I mean, it's hard to say for sure because I haven't been in every building. I don't understand everyone's process. But I would say Coach Quinn is probably the best coach I've been around in front of the team and being himself and bringing energy and holding guys accountable at the same time. I think he is truly, truly a difference maker in this league. And I don't know if you can say that about every single coach, that they're a difference maker with their team. But I think Coach Quinn truly elevates all of our performances, and not only on Sundays, but truly every day. And so for me, being around him in particular has really opened my eyes to how good he is. You know, I was never with him. I never played with him before I got out here. But immediately you knew that he was a difference maker in this league.
Very strong praise for the head coach of the Washington Commanders, Dan Quinn. And I got to be honest, right? Zach Ertz put in the work. Zach Ertz went out on the field and produced. But I think Dan Quinn deserves just as much credit for the year that Zach Ertz has last year as anybody does. And it goes back to what we were talking about earlier in the show and why I'm optimistic about Von Miller being able to have an impact. Dan Quinn and his staff did a tremendous job last year keeping their veterans fresh, whether it's rest days during training camp, whether it's rest days during the practice week. I think Zach Ertz, by season's end, was only practicing on Thursdays and Fridays. They gave him every Wednesday off as a veteran rest day, the opportunity to, you know, work with the trainers extensively, do more work on your body, get in there on the massage table, and make sure that you're ready to go on game day. I think Dan Quinn has really found a really unique method to keep these guys fresh. I think Bobby Wagner can speak to it as well. I keep going back to Austin Eckler. He was healthy last year too, but what is Dan Quinn supposed to do about a concussion? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. The one thing that, you know, I think Zach Ertz does off the field too is lead. He was definitely a sounding board for that offense. I know he's a guy that dudes respect in that locker room. He joined Kay Adams yesterday, and I've been curious to think and hear his side of where things stand between Terry McLaurin and the team when it comes to his contract extension. Here is Zach Ertz on how he's handling the Terry McLaurin contract impasse.
Yeah, I mean, I think Terry is a guy. I'm not going to sit over there. I don't know the business of what's going on. I'm not privy to the conversations. But what is it, July 16th? The first game is September 7th. There's a lot of time between now and then to get something done. But at the end of the day, I mean, everyone knows Terry's working his butt off, whether he's in the building or not in the building. And so for me as a player that's gone through contract situations, public contract situations, I appreciated that my teammates weren't out there giving their opinions and everything like that. So I'm not going to come out here and say one thing or the other. But what I do know is Terry is going to do everything he can to be at his best when his best is needed. And fortunately, his best is not needed tomorrow or early next week. It's needed towards the end of training camp, week one. So for me, I'm rooting for Terry. I hope he gets paid as much as he wants to get paid. But in terms of the business side of it, I'm going to stay far away from that.
Well, so, I mean, you've already made your feelings on him known that he's like the best.
Yeah.
And so we all know that.
In terms of like number one receivers, there's two guys, AJ Green, which I saw at the end of his career, Terry McLaurin, are the two guys that literally, if they had 150 yards or 20 yards, you couldn't tell the difference in their demeanor. And I think that speaks volumes about the type of people they are, the type of how they work. Dudes just want to be great teammates and give everything they can for their guys. Those two I hold in especially high regard.
For good reason. Zach Ertz, giving his thoughts on where things stand between Terry and the Commanders. I'll say this, right? I think everybody wants Terry to be out there, but hearing a veteran voice this support like Zach Ertz makes you feel a little bit better about the situation. As I've continued to say, though, man, I don't know which way these Terry McLaurin negotiations are going to go. It seems like things are at a pretty nasty spot right now. T.J. Watt signed his deal today ahead of Steelers training camp next week. We'll see if the looming training camp reporting day moves the needle when it comes to Terry McLaurin and the Commanders. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Let's go to Athan in Annapolis. Who wants to chime in? What's up, Athan?
All right, we're going to go off script like they do in wrestling sometimes, where they deviate from what the producers tell them to say, like in their promos.
Oh,
I got to ask you a question, okay?
Oh, God.
Are you and RG3 possibly related?
What?
Yeah, are you and Robert Griffin possibly related? Because
no, I'm not related to RG3.
Okay.
What?
Because your boy Shaq. Because I got to ask you because
go ahead.
RG3's like aura of self-destruction and ability to piss somebody off.
Oh, so you're trying to kick me in the ass backhandedly. That's what you're trying to do. That's a bit. For you, to, you know, I have a lot of respect for you, but for you, don't ever compare me to that race-baiting bastard, man. Like, Robert Griffin could go fly a kite.
Oh, that guy is – you talk about, like, self-destruction and no – like self-awareness of what's going on, and he's
zero
self-awareness about your girl too.
I know, and you know, any Angel Reese slander is not tolerated on this radio program. So I'm glad that you brought that to my attention.
I had to have some fun with you. I had to have some fun with you on that. The second thing you mentioned, Ben Sinnott. Okay, look, this is a second round pick, and you're talking about that he struggled bad because he doesn't know who to block or like what route to run. I mean, you got a great mentor in Zach Ertz. So if you can't figure it out, I mean, that's kind of an indictment on him. And it's also very concerning because, look, because it goes into my next take. Yeah. Listen, Linnell, I love Terry. Okay, I do. And he's our number one. But if he's not going to work with them at all, trade him to New England if the Patriots are that in on him. And guess what? Go up there and play in that conference. Well, you'll never get to an AFC championship game and never make it to a Super Bowl. I respect Mike Evans, okay, because even though Mike Evans made more money than McLaurin, Mike Evans wanted to stay in Tampa to finish what he started and try and make a Super Bowl there, and he took less money. Listen, the guy's already going to make $69 million. We talked about this yesterday. If you're going to get another 80 guaranteed, I mean, come on, man. You got to give a little bit because come next year, Adam Peters has got to make some very hard decisions with the Tunsils and the Lattimores and other people that got to be paid. And my last thing that I'll say, I think it's really great to the franchise has made so many gains that somebody like Von Miller with a year, maybe two left at the most, would want to come here. I think that's great.
I think that's a tremendous point that I haven't even. Wouldn't that be a career milestone, right? That's what I was saying to start the show, man. It's going to be a star-studded training camp. Look, I was out there signing autographs last year. I guarantee I'll be background noise compared to who's been added to the roster.
Hey, listen, did you get your car back? Did you get your car back?
Because I got to drive you down
to Ashburn?
Because we are affiliates of certain car dealerships. I'm not going to speak about that on the air anymore, but okay. I appreciate the olive branch and we'll talk soon. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, President Trump will reportedly sign an executive order to limit NIL money for collegiate athletes. What do we think about that? We'll give you our thoughts next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's all about the games. And the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spin Ball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Go here on this Thursday night edition of Overtime. We're tapped in to the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham. The Infinity Sports Network comes your way top of the hour. There's a lot more to get to before we get out of here. I mentioned before the break that President Trump reportedly signing an executive order to limit how much NIL money collegiate athletes can receive. And I think this goes, to high school athletes as well. So, according to Pro Football Talk, President Trump is reportedly actively working on an executive order for NIL. It was also reported by SB Nation, the same thing. And I've been trying to sift through the details of this all day long, but here is the latest on this. So right now, President Trump is currently trying to be the liaison for college football. I will say this. I know the orange-haired idiot doesn't get a lot of credit for things that he does across this country, but what he is trying to do in terms of the NIL landscape is actually fascinating here. So he is seriously considering an executive order that would require federal authorities to clarify whether college athletes can be considered employees of their school. So it kind of feels like on first blush, it's a step backwards in terms of trying to get these guys compensated in a fair way. The draft calls on the Secretary of Labor and the National Labor Relations Board to, quote, determine and implement the appropriate measures with respect to clarifying the status of collegiate athletes. The draft states the employment status of college athletes should maximize the educational benefits and opportunities schools can provide through their athletic departments. So the one thing that I continue to take away from this, and I've been looking at, you know, pieces of the drafted legislation all day, he is basically trying to go backwards, as I said a moment ago, and limit how much athletes can make, which athletes can make money, so on and so forth. The White House press office did not respond to a request for comment from ESPN, and for good reason. Here's the thing about, and now we're getting political here, about executive orders. I think we all agree that college athletics needs a liaison, needs more ground rules, so to speak, in terms of how they are going to govern this new pay-for-play system. And I think Deion Sanders came out last week at Big 12 Media Day and had really the most astute, educated thoughts on the thing that I've heard to this point. College football desperately, college athletics desperately, first of all, college basketball, college football, college hockey, so on and so forth, should have their own commissioner, right? And I think what is desperately needed right now, specifically for college football and college basketball, is a set of guidelines, right? And more importantly than a set of guidelines, to me, is a salary cap. Because the one issue that everyone has right now when it comes to the current pay-for-play scheme that is in place is that it's not an equal balance of power, right? Certain schools, I'm going to use a school like Maryland, for example, when it comes to the Big Ten and when it comes to the financing that they're going to get compared to a UCLA, a USC, a Oregon, when it comes to football, like they're just simply not able to compete in terms of what those donors are providing to those schools. So what a salary cap would do is try and even the playing field so that a team like Maryland could be competitive from a football standpoint in the Big Ten against schools that are pouring tons of more money into their programs. Now, the one thing that I continue to raise my eyebrows at is this when it comes to where we're currently at. With all of the complaints that you hear nationwide about this topic, shouldn't take President Trump coming in with an executive order to put rules and regulations on college athletics. The NCAA, for years, has continued to sit on its hands and not take accountability and responsibility for what college athletics has turned into. Nick Saban had some comments this past year on College Game Day on ESPN that resonated with a lot of folks because he flat out said, look, like, we need a commissioner. And I know a lot of folks feel like he would be a very qualified candidate to be a commissioner or a governor, so to speak, of college football. And I think the same needs to happen for basketball. I don't worry about the other sports so much because I don't know that the NIL money is that outrageous the way that it is for college basketball and college football. But if something doesn't happen, if there isn't some sort of governing body that's able to, you know, set a specific set of ground rules for college football and college basketball, it's never going to be the same. And I know some folks are out there rolling their eyes saying, well, we're already at that point. It's already way different than what it was before. But I think it has a chance to get worse. What's interesting is what's happening right now across college athletics, where you're seeing prominent alumni of universities come out and donate buku money to the football program, to the basketball program, because they want to see their alma mater compete. They want to see their alma mater be relevant. I think one of the funnier situations, I don't even know if funny is the right way to describe it, but it just shows how invested this certain player is in his alma mater. James Harden donated, I believe it was $4.5 million to Arizona State's NIL collective because he wants them to be able to go get the top talent. And if we're looking at potential solutions here, I don't think begging, you know, prominent alumni for money is a solution, but it's a way to balance out the playing field, specifically when we try to keep it local here at the University of Maryland. Think about all the prominent athletes that have come out of Maryland that are playing in the NBA and in the NFL. I don't hear stories about them donating to the NIL collective and trying to make sure, you know, the Coach Locks and company can bring in the best, you know, recruits across the country so that, you know, Coach Buzz Williams in the basketball program and Coach Brenda Fries in the women's basketball program can bring in the top talent and maintain the top talent. Let's be real about Maryland athletics, specifically with women's basketball. Angel Reese, one of the top two most prominent, you know, women's basketball players on planet Earth, was at the University of Maryland. You know why she left? Because they couldn't pay her the NIL money that LSU was throwing at her. So it's one of those situations where the current landscape of college athletics, I think we could all agree, is in a bad spot. The question that we all have, and I guess now the president of our free world has, is how do we fix it? I don't know if executive orders are the answer, but at some point I continue to call on the NCAA and go, look, you're at the forefront of all this. Why are you consistently passing your battles and your trials and tribulations on to Congress? Why can't the NCAA ever come together as one and make big-time decisions? That's going to do it, though, here for this Thursday night edition of Overtime. You've been tapped in to the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham. You can keep the conversation going with me on social media. It is at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. I'm back with you Saturday, 9 to noon, right here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.